storm for the morning, and then a good chance of scattered afternoon storms tomorrow with more clouds coming back. It's a weak cool front in the vicinity that's going to continue to give us some rain chance into tomorrow night before all ending overnight Wednesday night, followed by sunny skies Thursday and Friday. Overnight into the morning, lower 70s. Tomorrow in the middle 80s. Gusty conditions with some of the thunderstorms Wednesday. Sunshine Thursday, sunshine Friday, mid 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGS. So,
the annual Memorial Swamp Pop Music Festival for the 26th year, benefiting 5-year-old cancer patient Juliana Jujukat. Friday, May 26th, 7 to 11. Saturday, May 27th, 11 to 11. Ted Durr, Southern Boys Band, Ray Foray, and 4A Tradition, Aaron Foray, Sons of a Beach, Brad Sapia Band, and Don Rich. Food and crafts, silent and live auctions at Hidden Oaks Family Campground in Hammond. More info at HiddenOaksFamilyCampground.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Oh, it's a great afternoon in the great state of Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. Just had a nice New Orleans culture show before me. Glad to be here. Talk a little bit more about business. That's in the day, talking about what happened today, what may happen tomorrow on our business, and then a little bit about Louisiana Live. And I was told I was talking too loud into the mic and that I was causing static. So I'm trying to figure out where I belong relative to this mic, and I see not to get too hard up close to it. We're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot, the show, the name of the game, and we're glad to be here. We're going to do a little business reporting then. We did a little bit of this yesterday. We're going to do a little bit more talking about our great city of New Orleans, our great metropolitan area, and quite frankly, what we need to do to make it great again. We're going to come back to the issue of crime sooner or later. The answer is it's got to be enjoyable. It's got to be safe. It's got to be clean, or civilization is losing. I've got an interesting article, and in one of the sentences, it talks about, have we reached a point, if you look at New York filling up, crime everywhere, prosecutors won't prosecute, homeless drug addicts living on the street with no hope, nowhere to go, and simply a burden upon everybody and everything around them. You've got assaults occurring in subways. And this article said something that I really had not thought about, and that was, have we reached a point where cities, metropolitan, dense population is obsolete? It no longer serves the people who are gathered there. Unless those who are gathered there for a positive reason, to be prosperous, to do business, to enjoy one another's cumulatively gathered and funded art, culture, restaurants, the best things that large groups of people can support. Welcome to rural Louisiana. You don't need to work. You're getting where you don't have to go to work to be a worker. The question has become, with technology and our unwillingness to control the homeless and the drug addicted and the slime balls who care not to be productive, but they want to be predatorial. If we can't save the city from that, the city is exactly like a horse and buggy. It is obsolete and the people will go. Now, I really think what's going to happen is there will be a group of densely populated people, also known as cities, that will survive, and there'll be idiots that won't know how to control life enough in their own neighborhood to make it a livable place, and people vote with their feet and they leave. So that's where we're headed. We're going to talk about that. I may have given out most of the information, but it's a great little article. I wanted to bring it up. We'll do our business report, and then we'll get on with the legislature. We get, you know, because this is a fiscal session, that legislative report is ending up more and more of our show because it's coming to a conclusion. It's coming, you know, like they said, they don't know whether the world's going to end in a bang or a whimper, but one or the other, that's where we're headed. I think we're on the day 23. This is 23 days before the legislature adjourns, and the issues now are not just whether they'll be out there and be discussed, but whether anyone can get a certain issue to the finish line, and we'll talk about that. But let's go ahead and do the business. We'll go over into the second segment to finish up our business report, but let's get it started. The Dow Jones closed at 33,012. 33,012. That was down over 330 points. It was down 336 points, down 1%. At 33,000, you get down $330. You're 1% down. And that's what happened on the Dow today. The NASDAQ closed at 12,343. It was down 22 points. And that made it down almost 0.2%. And the S&P closed at 4,109, down 26 points, and it's down about 0.2%. It's down 0.64. So we had the Dow down a point. We had the S&P down 0.75%, and we had the NASDAQ down 0.2%. Everybody's down. Unfortunately, that's where we ended up today. What's happening is not only do we have 23 days left, I think that's what I said, 23 days left until June 8, the end of the legislature. But subtract those 8 days, and what you find is the first day of June is only 2 weeks away. It's less than, it's 13 days away. And so what happens is, 30 days have September. No, we get 15 days. 2 weeks and a day, and you hit June 1, and the point is the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, has said that she'll run out of tricks and flip-flops that she can do to keep paying the bills without going over the national borrowing limit. And we'll see what happens as we approach that. That's the reason these rates on the stock markets eased down is we're now getting closer and closer to the debt ceiling deadline. And our economy is in the hands of fools, and it's like trying to figure out, can you guys please slow down? If you look at what they're doing, there was a day that a $1 trillion deficit for a year was a big deficit. You wanted your deficit. It was tolerable if the deficit was at a half a trillion, $500 billion. Isn't that wild? And the reason it was tolerable, it wasn't, was that the economy normally could grow enough that it could cover that extra debt. What's happening is interest rates are up, so you can carry less debt, and we're burning $2 trillion deficits, $3 trillion deficits a year. That's obscene, and it's unsustainable. So look, we'll get back. We'll do our interest rates. They're caught in the middle. But this is Paul Hurd, your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live coming in hot, and we'll be right back for our next segment. Goodbye.
Court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He'll examine the hoax of climate change. And we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star, the Crawgator, Doug Schechtschneider. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick's show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Great to be back, Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, great WGSO 990 AM, coming at you in the great state of Louisiana. And we're going through this business report a little bit here. One thing I wanted to finish up about the debt ceiling fight that's going on in Washington. And you know, Mark Twain, I've used this for, Mark Twain says, don't ever argue with a fool because some people may not be able to tell the difference. Well, that's how I feel about poor Kevin McCarthy having to argue with Joe Biden. It's like Joe is unrestrained by fact, memory, or logic. And it's his idea is, I think I've got a position, and I don't care what damage I cause. It sounds good, and then I'm going to go back to the White House and eat ice cream. We're in pretty bad hands right now with this economy. But look, let's show you why we're in a bind. We're running tremendous deficits, which means we're having to borrow money. We've hit the ceiling at which we have authorized borrowing. If we continue to borrow, the stock market will fall because we're destroying the dollar, and we're destroying the value of a given dollar ability to buy a given piece of material out there. And that's what you and I know is inflation. So the more the feds are spending, the more they are propping up. They are accelerating inflation. The only way to two ways to get it down: quit spending as much, and also, if you raise it cost of borrowing money, you slow the economy down. And that's what the Fed is doing on the other side, and that is they're making it more expensive to borrow. But we're trying to do that because you have to knock the economy down because the federal government is overspending. So what we've got is, let's go look to our inverted curve as we approach this debt ceiling fight. Our inverted curve, our two-year Treasury bill is at 4.07. Our 30-year is at 3.86, which gives you 0.21. This is about where we've been. We were at 0.40 for almost a month, all of April. Then we've crept into May. It's come down occasionally where the difference is 0.1, almost flat, between the short end and the long end. Now we're bubbling or bouncing between 0.1 and 0.2. Inverted yield curve. It's slightly a higher yield on short money than long money. And that shows that the feds are having to squeeze it up front. And so what we've got going on is the Fed, let's face it, the other wild card are the bank failures. And the more the feds raise the front end interest rate to battle inflation, the more they threaten bank runs on the regional banks. And a regional bank, think about this. We've got Hancock Whitney in New Orleans. They count as a small bank. They're not even big enough to count as a medium-sized regional bank. And then the ones that are the large banks are obscene. They don't even play by the rules because they don't have to. They own the casino. But that's where we are, and right, it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse. We may come back tomorrow or Thursday and have a 500-point, 1,000-point drop in the Dow. If Joe Biden says something extraordinarily stupid, or Janet Yellen, a sophomore trying to play a senior high game. So that's where we are now, but we made it through today. We all fell a little bit, but we lost less than a point. The crude oil is at 73. It's moderating, but Joe Biden made the error of selling off the petroleum reserve, our U.S. government petroleum reserve. Trump filled it up at $25 a barrel, and Joe sold it at $75 a barrel, or sold it at $50 a barrel, and now he's going to have to buy it back at $75 a barrel. And they're buying millions and tens of millions of barrels of oil to replace what they sold off to try to keep inflation down. That's what I'm saying. All these bad decisions by the administration are all reaching a climax, an apex. And now the question is, we got to do something right that makes economic sense. We're going to see if they will. Luckily, the Saudi-China marriage did not go well, and the rates and the value of oil has stayed down. Natural gas stayed flat at 2.35. That's increasing. It was at 2.1, 2.0. It's coming up a little bit. We'll see how that goes. And then my favorite buddy, here he comes. Bitcoin is back in the 26,000. It fell 441 points. And it's at 26,967 after losing 441 points. So bless Bitcoin's heart. If I was, it's like dancing with alligators. You may get through there and it may look fun, but every once in a while it looks like you lose a leg. And I just don't know what to say about it. But look, that's our financial report. But let's talk about a little bit closer to home. There was there's a website called The Hayride, Southern Politics and Culture. It's a great website if you want to go to for politics, for Louisiana, for the South, for the region. And it has a great some good guest writers. I'm one of them on occasion. But it's called The Louisiana Hayride, and you can find it on the web. But Senator Apple, or A-P-P-E-L, some I think may say Appel, but he wrote a good article. And what he commented on the state of New Orleans. And he starts it by simply saying that he came off the exit of the interstate down on Chapultepec, and that he was shocked at the tents, large, as he says, large and small, trash, garbage, and the nerdy wells, the dirty, unkept, sky-high drug addicts just laying on the streets, wandering around and begging at the traffic lights and harassing the people coming through that are doing business, trying to live a life, a civilized, prosperous, clean, hardworking life, and they're just trying to live off the fat of somebody else's efforts. But he was just saying, why must New Orleans adopt that strategy, and why do we not simply say we're not going to put up with it? Why won't our mayor say, I'm sorry, we're not going to do it? We'll talk. Let me do this. I got to take a break. I'll talk about it a little bit more, and then we're going to talk about the legislature in our third segment. But this is important because there are solutions, and what you may think is the solution is the worst thing you can do. Paul Hurd's your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is your program. We're coming in hot, and we'll take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. A truck theft incident in Slidell Monday involved an overturned vehicle going up in flames, a massive manhunt, and a hornet's nest.
Slidell PD Public Information Officer Daniel Susanoe says a Ford truck was reported stolen, and when officers found the suspect on the interstate, a chase ensued. And when he tried to take the Michu Boulevard exit that was closed, the truck flipped, and the suspect took off into the marsh.
The truck burst into flames upon impact. It's a miracle that he got away, to be honest.
Two officers and a canine searching the marsh were attacked by a hornet's nest. Fortunately, they are expected to recover. As for the suspect...
So you win some and you lose some, and unfortunately, this time, this guy got away.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Senator John Kennedy incurred the anger of the Mexican ambassador to the U.S. when he recently said, without American help, quote, Mexico, figuratively speaking, would be eating cat food from a can while living in a tent behind an outback. The ambassador says that's vulgar and racist. So far, no comment from Mr. Kennedy. This is news from LRN.
If you're a Medicaid member, changes are coming that could cause you to lose benefits. The good news is you may be eligible to take part in a special enrollment event and qualify for a plan for less than $10 a month. If you need assistance, contact Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana today. We provide free guidance to help you choose the health insurance option that's right for you and your family. To find out more, visit GetCoveredLA.org. That's GetCoveredLA.org.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Good to be here, Paul Hurd, WGSO 990 AM. I would like to say it's a flamethrower out there. We're glad to be here. I got carried away at the start. We've got our hotline. We'd love to hear from you. We've got, for outside calls, we've got 504-556-9696. Give us a call. We'd love to hear where you are. I'd love to hear what you've heard from your legislators. I'd like to hear that you called your legislator and told them we need House Bill 1 and the deal's coming together. We're going to finish up New Orleans, Senator Apple's comments about New Orleans and whether our city, think about this, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport are all in the top 10 most dangerous cities because they don't know how to handle bad behavior. Think about children. That's all you got to think about. But here's what Senator Apple says, and I'm going to tell you very respectfully, I disagree with him, his solution. He goes on to say, look, none of the leadership in the city have these people around their homes. They don't have these people camped out on their front porch. He says, so why should the rest of us have this? And then he laments, why has the left-wing politicians decided that this is how our cities ought to exist? What has happened that we do this so that we ruin, we degrade, we lower our standard of living by not mandating, requiring good behavior, good manners? That's all it is. You mind your manners, you keep your hands to yourself, and a city is a great place to be. If they don't mind their manners, they yell at you, they cuss at you, they threaten you, they grab your purse, they grab you and knock you down because they don't like the way you look. That's not civilization. Let me tell you, that's an inch from a riot, because the day's going to come the right group, the right person, the right group of people are going to get into and put their hands on another group, and that other group is not going to tolerate it, and the group that did it is still going to want to do it, and we call that riot. And that's where we're headed if we don't make our citizens meet their responsibility. Senator Apple's solution, it says, here's my suggestion. Clear out these encampments. Offer the unfortunate occupants a place to live in some out-of-the-way part of town. Now, the out-of-the-way part of town is where he doesn't live, or where you don't live, or where I don't live. That's where I think his solution is weak. But solve the problem where we are. Get them into an area and then provide, this is where I think he's just wrong. Provide them with food, water, and sanitation and health care. You know, there's not anyone in America that is not provided with food, water, sanitation, and health care that wants it. If they want it, if they're sober enough to want it, they can get it in America, and they can get it in abundance because we are a charitable society. The problem has become, and I'm one to say this, I think our charity has so discounted the responsibility of the recipient that we have made the recipient's job to be irresponsible. Their job is to be irresponsible, and they will be pitied. They will be looked down upon, but they'll be fed and they'll be housed. Not in the standard that you and I would accept, but they are. And that's where I think this answer is wrong. I think the answer is, everybody's going to work. And when you say, oh, there's not enough jobs, there's not enough training. Oh, yeah, there is. You can sweep a street. You can pick up trash. You can scoop up feces. And my answer is that we do three, we offer them three choices. One, drug rehabilitation now. You walk over there, we're going to check you in, and we're going to get you off those drugs and give you a chance to be rational, and then we're going to help you find how to live a self-responsible life. First choice, drug rehab. First door on the right. Second choice, if you know that they've got these problems and you know they will not help themselves, door number two is mental health confinement. Because normally what you're mixing is mental health and illicit drug. We're going to, both of these, this is really drug A with small amounts of mental health problems and drug rehabilitation mixed with heavy, no pun intended, heavy doses of mental health sickness for those that even after we get them off the illicit drugs and find a drug, if that's what's necessary, find them a treatment that will make them rational again. And so those are our two choices. Our two choices are not put them over in the corner and feed them like dogs. We owe people better than that. If you ask me to be compassionate, I'm going over and saying, so you're going to confinement. This is we don't live this way. You have no reason to live this way. We are going to put you in mental health confinement enough to dry you out and make you rational or determine that you've got such mental illness that you can't be rational. That's another story on how, when, or if those people get out. And third, if we are not going to let them pay for their habits, their bad habits, their unwillingness to care for themselves, we're not going to let them do it with crime. And if you shoplift, you go to jail. If you break into cars, you go to jail. If you hijack a car, Lord knows you get to go for a while. Because you assault anybody, you threaten anybody with a gun, a knife, where you are threatening someone for no reason other than money, you go to jail. And we need our DA to say, we are not helping the victim that dies, the victim that's injured, and we're not helping the perpetrator by saying, golly, gee, I feel sorry for you. Well, yeah, I feel sorry for you. But if I felt sorry for my child, it wasn't that I was going to let him not change his diaper. I'm going to help my child. And whether we like to admit it or not, clean, smart, and industrious is the best solution for the human experience that exists. And I think that's where we've missed it. I think the answer is, guys, we're coming in with love, but we're coming in with a mission of love and improvement and self-respect. And we're going to get it so that you out there that have lost your way in the fog of drug and mental illness, we're not going to allow it anymore. If we don't do that, our cities are obsolete because there is no, as the senator says, make them, where was it? That was so good. Clear them out of where we are and offer and tell them to move out somewhere else. And we'll feed them like animals. We'll give them food, water. I guess we get to clean up the street and the poop. And we're going to give them health care so we can tell them they're dying. I think that's even funnier. Why give them health care? They know they're dying. I know they're dying. Those aren't solutions. New Orleans, we need to find solutions. a solution that serves these people, doesn't just tear them up and let them ruin themselves and us. We're going to protect our city. Look, that's Apple's. Hayride's a great place. Go look at it. If you want to respond back, it's heard@WGSO.com. Let me hear from you. We'd love to talk about it when we get back. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about a new legislative bill to end racial issues consideration in the admission to schools. It's Paul Hurd, Hurd's Louisiana Live, name of the game. We'll be right back.
Introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about one-third of Louisiana's sales taxes. This repeal and growth strategy has worked in Texas and Florida, and it will work in Louisiana too. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. No new taxes, just repeal. Tell your legislator to support the repeal of our income taxes, or we will repeal them. Right now, go to www.louisianaexcel.org and join Louisiana Excellence. Together, we can get our hard-earned money back from Baton Rouge and grow this place again.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Segment number four, Paul Hurd. Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're great. It's great to be here. Look, I've got a caller came in. I think I've got John. Are you out there? John, the flaming conservative, I believe.
Yeah, good afternoon, my fellow WGSO colleague. How you? Good afternoon.
I'm doing fine. What you got today?
Yes, first of all, before we get started, I will be back in mid-June, back in action. And we're going to fight the corruption in Louisiana state government. We're going to make sure that we do not get another John Bel Edwards Obama in the governor's mansion. If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, amen. Look, if we don't, this state will be challenging Wyoming to be one of the smallest states in the United States because people are going to just turn out the lights and leave.
You know what? I mean, we have a massive influx of exodus out of this state. We're number one for oil and gas in seafood in the country. And we have the highest gasoline tax, and we have the highest property tax. Look at our roads. They're crappy. You go to Texas or Mississippi, you can feel the difference.
Oh, look, it's been the Huey Long, throw me something, Mr. Government, for 30, 40, 50 years. And we've simply got to stop it. And I'm going to say this. I appreciate your passion to get this thing changed. I've got a message, if I can get to it today. If I'm not, I'm going to do it tomorrow. On, you know, we didn't know who Joe Burrow, and we didn't know who Jamar Chase really were as they went into that magical season. We knew they were good. Right. We knew they played football in Baton Rouge, but we didn't know that how good was Justin Jefferson? And they became athletically heroes and historic people for the state of Louisiana. Those men, when they are 80 years old, will sit around a barrel with a checker table on it, and they'll talk about 2019's season. Well, the reason I bring it up is because of what you're saying about saving this state. You know, great people.
We gotta stop looking up to these athletes. I mean, what about regular everyday Joes like Johns like you and me?
Oh, no, no. That's exactly where I'm going. What I'm saying is these guys became heroes because no one knew who they were, but they became excellent. And the reason I bring it up is this. We need 14 votes in the Senate today. And we can win our own inside Louisiana budgetary Super Bowl national championship right now. I need 14 votes. And all I was trying to say is we know they're just senators right now. If this group, I've got a list right here I'm going to give you. If they'll get together and say, guys, look, let's all hang together and we are a historic change in this state for government responsibility and government efficiency. So that's where I was going with what you're saying. The answer is George Washington wasn't anybody until he did something that made him somebody. General Andrew Jackson wasn't anybody until he did something fantastic that history dealt up to him, and he stepped up and did it. Well, my point is with exactly what you're saying is we need 14 votes. We need 14 votes in the Senate. This legislature will enact a frugal, efficient, pro-growth budget for the first time in 40 years. So,
our budget's already overinflated with John Bell Edwards.
Not just John Bell, but one, John Bell got everybody to approve taxes that grossly overtaxes. On top of that, the idiots in Washington handed out money like wrecks on Mardi Gras Day. They were throwing everything out of the windows that they could find in Washington, and we're the beneficiaries of their stupidity.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm trying to start a bit. I'm trying to get back in the automotive business, and it's hard to get an SBA loan. They want your right arms and right legs, but with all this free COVID money, but I can be a legal alien and get $500,000, which I don't understand. I want to start a business and put people to work.
Look, John, I'm glad to have you, and you and I have that fight for the next 120 days until this election cycle's over. But let me go on with the last bit of myself. Thanks so much for calling. We've got our Louisiana Excellence Hotline.
I'll see you tomorrow.
We want to hear from you, and I appreciate you tuning in, man. Thanks so much. Look, what I wanted to get to before I run out of time, and I don't have much time, But what I wanted to get to is the budget status today, and really what we've got is this. The budget deal's coming together a little bit with, because here's where we were. Our five miracle votes that we wanted, and we spotted it early. The five votes we had to have to make a turnaround in Louisiana was, one, don't bust the spending cap. Two, no pay raises for the legislature. Three, no new taxes and no waiving of exemptions that create more taxes. That's three. Number four, reduce income taxes. Number five, reduce sales taxes. Guess what's happening? They're finally, the House has done a great job to make it clear they're not going to bust the spending cap. So the groups, some of the business leaders that I don't trust, because they're often in it for me, but not you. But what they're coming together is to realize they're going to protect House Bill 1. They're going to support the senators and the representatives to enact House Bill 1 with. There's certain additional revenue that's going to be declared, and to spend it, if you take House Bill 1 plus $52 million of the soon-to-be-realized income, use 52. It's supposed to be about $200 million that's suddenly going to spring to life. You take $52 million of that, and it meets this request by other people in the legislative session on early childhood education. All right, that will do it. And then what you do is, when that extra money is realized, you got to cut that background. When you realize that $52 million is going to early childhood, that leaves you $150 to pay into the rainy day trust fund. If you pay that much money into the rainy day trust fund, then what happens is there are triggers in the law that automatically reduce our income taxes and corporate income taxes and some business inventory taxes. The point being, if we hold HB1 plus we pay into the rainy day trust fund the extra revenue that they've got in their back pocket, we will have four of the five votes. All we need to do is cut a little bit of sales tax, and we will have turned this state around. It's fantastic. We're that close. And I guess tomorrow I've got my magical 14 senators that we're going to name them, because at the end of the day, we've got 14 that can save Louisiana. They can be our national champion. So we're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live. We'll be back tomorrow. And guys, we're close. Call your legislator and tell him to hold those tigers. We'll be right back. Bye-bye. I'm going to break your face.
Now don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot.
Let me introduce you to our program's special sponsor, Louisiana Excellence, the number one citizen advocacy group focused on growing your family income through the repeal of excessive taxes. Louisiana Excellence was founded and focused on immediate repeal of Louisiana's income taxes and excessive sales taxes. We must demand that our legislators immediate repeal Louisiana's income taxes and immediate repeal about